Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed lower across the board today. We had December corn down 5¾ cents at 376.5. March corn down 6¼, 385¼. About a half cent off the lows in both of those contracts. We're below the moving average. The moving average, the 50-day moving average, is 380.5. So we're roughly 4 cents below that. We have not gone to the low 370s, which is the low from the month of October. If we go through those levels, now, analysts would project going back to the September and August lows of around $3.60 for December. We're not that far away, only about 16 cents at this time. November beans down 5½ cents, 878¼, about a penny off of the low. January's down 5¾ at 880. Technically speaking on the chart, still below the moving average by about 6 cents. The previous lows are about 20 cents below the current price at $8.60. And then wheat futures were the weakest today. We had Kansas City December down 11½ at 482¼. December Chicago at 507½, down 14¼. So both of those continue to grind lower. We have not made new contract lows yet, but we're inching closer to those. The low was about 469 in the December Kansas City.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Today's crop condition and progress reports expected to show that U.S. bean harvest almost complete at 92%, about 9% ahead of average, 83%. Corn harvest, 84% expected completed. Average for this time of year, 73%. So both of those moving along faster than expected. Brazilian bean planting is slow due to some rains. It's 27% planted, normally 41% planted. So more rain down there is likely to help prices here in the northern hemisphere. We had an export report today. It was expected to be 14 million bushels for wheat. It was only 6 million, so that was negative. Corn was expected to be 26 million, and it was 18 million. And then beans expected 68 million bushels, and it was 94 million. So it was bearish for corn and wheat and bullish for beans. Of course, prices were still lower across the board. We also have the latest FC Stone numbers for the month of October. Last month, they were 13.541 billion bushel production for corn, 3.919 for beans. Both of those about what the USDA was. Informa last month was 13.561, and then beans were 3.878.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, December live cattle down 5 at 143.67, February up 27 at 143.70. November feeder cattle up 137 at 192.27, January up 2 at 183.22. December lean hogs down 97 at 58.22, February down 77 at 61.97. December Kansas City wheat down 11 at 482¾, March down 11 at 499. December Chicago wheat down 14 at 508. December corn down 5¾ at 376.5, March down 6¼ at 385¼. November soybeans down 6 at 877¾, January down 7 at 878¾. December cotton down 3 at 63.29, March up 13 at 63.13. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.